Good afternoon, Wrangell. This is Jamie Roberts with the Wrangell Emergency Operations Center with your COVID update for October 14th, 2020. Wrangell has had 20 cases of COVID so far with no active cases currently in the community. The case count for the state of Alaska is 11,183 cases to date. That's an increase of 1,322 cases from last week. As of today, 338 people have required hospitalization. That includes 28 new hospitalizations over the last week. And as of today, 64 people have died. 5 of those deaths have occurred during the last week. For more data, you can visit the COVID Data Hub. Alaska, as well as many other states across the nation, is experiencing an acceleration in the spread of COVID. Please stay vigilant in your personal hygiene practices and wear a mask when interacting with others outside your household, and stay home if you're sick. Wrangell is fortunate that we've been able to keep our residents safe, keep our schools and businesses open, and have been able to host some well-mitigated activities for youth and families. The ability to do these things is up to the individual actions of all of you. We honor you for your efforts and encourage you to stay the course. Please take time to plan how to keep you and your family safe during the holiday season. The CDC has released guidelines on fall and winter holiday celebrations that you may find useful. These can be found at cdc.gov. Masks continue to be available at public buildings around town. The library has masks in children's and adult sizes. Call 874-3535 for more info. The fire hall also has masks available, and they can be reached at 874-3223. Local businesses continue to carry a variety of masks as well. The Search COVID hotline is available. COVID-19 hotline is available 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 907-966-8799. Community asymptomatic testing continues to be available every Saturday and Sunday at the Search Clinic parking lot from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Test results are currently being received within 5 days or less. There's been a slight decrease in the number of people participating in free asymptomatic community testing, and Search would like you to know that testing supplies for this send-out test are robust, and that should not deter anyone from being tested. Overall, 15% of the local population was tested over the last 7 days. Search would like to encourage the community to get their flu shots. Search is providing a free drive-through flu shot clinic Saturday, October 17th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for ages 10 and up at the Evergreen Elementary School. It will be located in the school parking lot between the school and the Wrangell Medical Center. There is no high-dose vaccine available. This vaccine is typically given to people ages 65 and older. But the recommendation is not to wait, and for those age 65 and older to get vaccinated as soon as possible. The November 1st application deadline is approaching for the Local Business and Household CARES Act grant funding. The city would really like to disperse these funds to those of you in need. Go to www.wrangell.com for the application and contact City Hall with any questions. Lastly, tomorrow is International Shakeout Day. Great Shakeout earthquake drills are an opportunity to practice how to be safer during earthquakes. These drills focus on practicing to drop, cover, and hold on. Shakeout has also been organized to encourage you, your community, your school, or your organization to update emergency plans and supplies, and to secure your space in order to prevent damage and injuries. You can learn more about the Great Shakeout at www.shakeout.org. Until next week, take care, Wrangell.